Happy Gaudete Sunday.
Happy Gaudete Sunday.
Thank you. Gaudete comes from the Latin verb gaudere, which literally means to rejoice. And gaudete is a command. It's the command form of that verb. Gaudete is literally a command to rejoice. And the word actually comes from the entrance antiphon that's proper to this Sunday's Mass, and it comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near." And in the church, when we're celebrating a day that is meant to stir up joy within us, we wear white, our most festive color. And so today, the violet of Advent is brightened, and we wear rose. It's not pink, it's rose. And why is that? Well, for the past 2 weeks of Advent, we've been focusing on kind of the more sobering side of preparing for Christ's coming, both his coming into the world as a baby at Christmas, but also his coming, his final coming at the end of time, a time which we know neither the day nor the hour. We've been focusing a lot on being prepared to meet Christ when he comes. Father Tyler said last week, there's no Christmas without conversion. And indeed, all of us are in need of continual conversion if we're actually going to be ready to meet the Lord when he comes. That's why Advent is a perfect time, Father Tyler said last week, to go to confession. And just as a side note, we're going to be having confessions here between the Masses tomorrow on Sunday and before Mass and after Mass. So I strongly encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity and experience God's mercy over those parts of your life that perhaps need to be handed over to him. The church reminds us today on Gaudete Sunday that if we open our hearts to deeper and deeper conversion to the Lord, then we will be joyful when he comes. We won't see him as someone who comes to rebuke us or browbeat us, and we certainly won't be nervous about his coming. But if we open our hearts to more and more conversion, we will see that the Lord is a God who comes to bless us, to save us, as we heard in the psalm today, to heal us, and to put an end to all the anxieties that we experience. I want to ask you, do you see God as someone who does all of those things for you individually? Do you see him as somebody who wants to bless you, as somebody who wants to save you, to heal you, to put an end to the anxiety that you personally experience? Because the reality is that's who our God is. And so the news that he's coming soon, that he will come again, that news should fill us with joy. That's why today the church reminds us to rejoice at the reality that the Lord is coming, both at Christmas and at the end of time. Rejoice contains the word joy, which is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And as we heard before Mass, joy doesn't just mean feeling happy. Happiness is very surface level when you compare it with joy that actually goes much deeper. And we live in a world today where people are told more and more to just do what makes you happy. And so often, if we buy into that mindset or that way of living, we actually end up being profoundly unhappy and unsatisfied, because what we end up doing is we end up chasing a feeling or an emotion. But by contrast, joy is so much deeper than happiness. Joy is not a feeling, but it's a disposition of heart. For us Christians, we have joy because we believe in a God whom we know will always provide for us, a God who is ready and eager to give us the gift of salvation at the end of this earthly life. We have joy because we believe in a God who delights in us individually, who delights to bless us and heal us, a God who wants to save us if we've turned away from him, and a God who wants us to turn to him when we're faced with fears and anxieties, so that he may bring us peace. We have joy because that reality about God never changes. He always wants to save, to heal, to give peace. And he's coming to bring a kingdom that lasts forever. In our second reading today, St. James reminds us to take as an example of hardship and patience the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The prophets, I'm especially thinking of Jeremiah here, endured so much suffering, but they were faithful to the Lord because they knew that he was more powerful than any of their sufferings, and that the reward they awaited would last forever. And in the verse right after our reading for today ends, James mentions one other biblical figure who endured profound suffering but was able to find joy in the midst of it. Anyone know who it is? It's Job. The letter of James in the verse right after our reading concludes. It says, "Behold, we call those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." If you've ever read the book of Job, you know that it's about a man who had everything that would make him feel happy: family, wealth, respect, everything. But God tested Job's faithfulness by allowing Satan to take all of that away. Job lost everything, but he never cursed God or sinned with his lips. He trusted that God is allowing all of this to happen for a greater purpose that Job just doesn't know yet. Job's foundation was never shaken. It remained strong. And Job is kind of an extreme example of joy that is absolutely unshakable. But this is what the Lord desires for us too. Do we have the faith that God will always take care of us no matter what? And do we have the faith that he, in fact, delights to take care of us and bless us? And do we allow that faith to give us joy? Today, let's ask the Lord to give us more and more of the joy that only can come from knowing him, and knowing that he comes to heal us and save us. And if the Lord puts a tug on your heart to encounter him in his love and his mercy in the sacrament of confession, I would encourage you to go and let him give you that enduring peace and joy that the world cannot give. Let's allow him to strengthen our feeble hands and weak knees and calm our frightened hearts. Let's rejoice in the Lord always and be not afraid, for he will come to save us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.